Y'all ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you guys, like, scrunched out your voices?
Every morning, I do red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, the entire way in. It's 27 minutes.
Dude, I used to really hate. There's people on radio that they do those little things, you know, right before.
I did used to. In the car on my ride, I go, all of these different noises. To help
now, like Clark Gable and Gone with the Wind. Quite frankly, my dear, I just don't give a damn. All right,
too.
Chloe, you got the dedication this morning.
Yes, I was watching on TV yesterday an incredible show. So I'd like to give the national anthem out to the Drug Enforcement Administration. Wow. I watched these men and women that were out there on the waters patrolling our borders, that were checking out people for drugs, that were in the airport, their tactics. They were practicing. I mean, it's just incredible. One, what they're capable of doing, and two, the amount of drugs that are smuggled into the United States that I learned yesterday. Crazy amounts.
And really, how many lives are saved many steps before it gets in the hands of maybe a child, right?
Wow.
That takes it and dies just because they didn't know what they were doing. Because as kids, we didn't know back then. We didn't, right? Like, kids just go, oh, what is this? I'll put it in my mouth.
Yeah.
And babies do it, and teens do it, and, you know, without the DEA, how many people would have been lost?
And how crazy when you see those bricks and bricks of, like, whatever
it is. I mean, I was like,
coke, heroin, or,
no
yeah, you're
way.
Like,
and some things that are legal in other countries are not legal here in the United States.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for what you do. You probably don't get thanked as often as you should. From us here at K92.3, the national anthem out to you.
K92.3. You know, there are just so many good people, and the good far outweighs the bad. That's why we do it, doing the right thing.
Imagine finding $100,000 in cash while fishing. That's exactly what happened to a couple in Queens, New York this week. They were magnet fishing. If you don't know, the best way to say it is it's like if you're on a metal detector on a beach. We hear those stories all the time, except it's in the water. Okay, so they reeled in a safe with $100,000 in cash in the safe.
Golly.
All right, they called the cops. It sounded like no one was actually reporting the safe missing. Mm. They ended up getting $100,000 in cash. Here's the couple talking about it, James Kane and his wife, Barbie.
This is just what a magnet fisher does. You find safes. And I thought it was a bunch of the little baggies that you would put cash in. And then I saw the numbers, two stacks of hundreds, big stacks.
Did not believe it. I thought it was a joke. He's like, no, for real. And he shows me. And once I seen the actual dollars.
And the little ribbon, the security ribbons.
Like 100. I was like, I lost it.
That's incredible.
That is awesome. You know what? While we're doing this story, I had to Google magnet fishing. And sure enough, you put a line on a big, really strong magnet. You throw it off of a dock or your boat, whatever it is, and you pray to God that something sticks, and you bring it up.
So the whole point of magnet fishing is to collect things that aren't actual fish, right? So they wanted to pay back to the people that do actually fish in there. They're taking half of the $100,000 and they're filling it with fish. So that way, everybody that does actually do the fishing in there can actually get a bonus for it. So I think that's great. Money that obviously, I'm just thinking, is probably going to be the worst thing. It's got to be mob money, or it's got to be drug money.
Drug money, something went wrong.
Nobody loses $100,000 that's a good person and goes
in a safe.
Right. And for the most part, what I see from these magnet fishermen is that they find a lot of guns. Mm-hmm. I see somebody with a rocket launcher, man. So so you're probably talking about somebody who committed a crime, had to get rid of the evidence, and threw it in a body of water.
That's it. Yeah. So for this couple, so James and Barbie, doing the right thing, finding $100,000 and paying it forward to all those fishermen
that's
out there.
Cool.
That's awesome.
That is doing the right thing.
Doing the right thing. Brought to you by Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. For more, rbafla.com.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
Jared Neiman on K92.3. Orlando's number one for new country, the same station that would love to hook you up coming up right around the corner, okay? So we'd love to play the game. It's the $1,000 minute. We've got $1,000 to give you, cash, if you can get all these 10 questions right in 60 seconds. Now, the good thing is that the consolation prize is pretty dope because you got Tyler Hubbard playing in Apopka.
Yeah, one half of FGL is coming here in November. It's like a week before Thanksgiving, and you get tickets no matter what. You're leaving a winner.
Okay, so let's get to Chloe's particulars, all right? There's a lot of times where you work with people who have I don't want to use the word ticks because ticks almost sound like somebody who has like you know, something.
I have my things, right? Like I'm a certain way.
Our quirkiness.
Quirkiness.
Right?
That is the nicest way to say what we're about to say.
our fun attributes, all right? So, Chloe, why don't you get into it?
So, I have a tactic when I walk into the grocery store. I obviously have my running list, and then when I hit the produce section, this is where things really get nitty gritty. So I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but think about the amount of people's hands that touch the tomatoes, the apples, the bananas. Just think of everything that's in there. I know I do it, right? You pick up something, you feel around, like, is it squishy? How is it? Do we like it?
Yeah, is it ripe?
Right.
Yeah.
Is it ripe enough? If not, we put it back. So it takes me a while. I get stuck in the produce section because I end up having to shuffle through all the way to like the bottom or the way back.
No.
As far
way.
Back as I can go to find that tomato or to find that apple, because I think in my head, that is probably the area that the least amount of people's hands have been.
What fruit are you doing? Most fruit you peel the outside anyway. The banana? You don't eat the banana peel.
Well, usually. The apple,
I just peel the apple then.
I do still peel the apple, but I'm still doing it.
Even still.
It's for everything. And really, like, think about it. Think about the hundreds and thousands sometimes of people that step foot in a grocery store, how dirty those produce can be.
It's got to be picked by somebody's hand anyways. Mm.
Correct. And then,
so even before you get it, even at an organic place where it just arrived, it's probably already been touched two or three different times.
You bet. And then the men and women that have to go out there and bring all the fruits and vegetables and put them out, those are other hands, and then it just spirals from there. But this is how
do you not wash these things? Okay, you know how I am, is anything that even if it's salad in a bag that says pre-washed, I still wash it again.
Good. You should. Same thing with vegetables and fruits as well. Like, I let my strawberries soak. I put them in vinegar. I put some baking soda
right.
in there.
Okay.
I do.
Right. You're ready to have me ruin both of your days?
Okay.
I used to be a produce manager. Okay. I can straight up tell you that we have to, every other day, we recycle the fruits that are at the bottom to the top continuously. For the fruit.
I do see them do that.
The stuff at the bottom, odds are, that was actually touched three more days because it was cycled to the top and to the bottom.
You're not helping.
So you have the rejects.
Hold on. How honest are you being? Pinky swear you did
brain.
This?
Pinky
you
swear.
Pinky swear you did this? Later.
Sun Mart in Fargo, North Dakota. They had me as the
some far-ass place we can't even research.
No, it doesn't exist anymore, but for good reason.
Nice.
Because a lot of places don't do this, and like you cycle through, right? And you go, you know what? This is how produce should be actually done. You're supposed to wash it, okay? You wash it. But you have
everything.
To also, you have to put it out of your head that somebody's going to just grab from the top,
nope.
Chloe.
Nope, I can't. I cannot get it out of my head. And then I watched the gentleman as I was standing there trying to find the perfect tomato because that, you know me, I'm like sitting there thinking about it. And this gentleman, he probably touched 20 tomatoes, y'all. At least feeling them, grabbing them, mushing them around in his hand. And I'm like,
he is
the reason
I'm I think he was
here
just getting his kicks
with
off.
With all these tomatoes.
That is so insulting. He's listening right now just crying.
He was. He felt every one of
sir,
them.
Sir, you know what you did. You molested those tomatoes.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm just
leave
saying.
Alone.
I'm just saying. Try my tactic.
Okay.
Think about it.
Last thing that I will say, maybe a pet peeve of mine, are the people who try the things. Like, so if I'm going to buy grapes and the people who eat the grapes first.
Yes.
And then they're like, I don't know. And then they get another bag. And I'm like, yo, take the bag.
I
the bag that you ate the grapes from.
Do that. When I was watching also the gentleman with the tomatoes, he opened up his little bag of grapes, felt around, touched the grapes, and then grabbed one and ate it and was like, zipped it back up, put it back. I'm like, nope.
That's how you know. Yeah, you look to see, what's that called? The vine? Like when there's like the grapes.
Right.
And you're like, oh, there's a couple missing. Obviously, those don't taste good. So then you go to a new bag. Or that's the free sample bag that you can try yourself.
Looks like all of us have some particulars when it comes to our produce.
There we go.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's All Access.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. So we will get to Bailey Zimmerman and his dating life. Will he be single forever? But first, the Post Malone collabs, they continue. He recently teased a new song with our buddy Blake Shelton, Pour Me a Drink, and shared a video of him and Blake singing together. They were outdoors, they're on some stools, and it looks like they're on set for the music video.
Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on the buzz, I'm about to get on
it. I love it.
It is interesting. Post Malone, he's kind of been granted this like all access pass to work with anybody in country.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to think of how many different, in a different genre, right? But he had hundreds of millions of fans over there. So if he's bringing people to country, yeah, and some of the great artists like Luke Combs, like Morgan Wallen, like Blake Shelton, and doing collaborations there, it's really hard to hate that part, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That actually they're getting more people and eyes on them. People that think that Blake is old, then they see them performing with Post Malone, and it's like, oh, maybe actually there is another life that he has.
Absolutely. No, I love it. I love just all these collaborations that Post Malone is doing. And speaking of collaborations, Jelly Roll said that his dream collab is with Garth Brooks. He goes on to say, quote, "Don't let my career end without me and Garth getting one in, even if we just sung one together in a show," like just anything with Garth he wants to do. And Garth actually talked about it later and said he's not too familiar with Jelly Roll's music yet, but can immediately tell that he's just as sincere as it gets and was raised right.
Okay, hey, you know what? We can make it happen. We've got connections. You know, we know Garth Brooks.
Who are you calling?
It's one of the janitors in one of his warehouses that I know.
Is that Lewis?
We get to him to get to Garth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it. Drop it in there. Yep, sure. You could send that message right now, Obi. And then lastly, Bailey Zimmerman. He'll be headlining Country Thunder on Friday night in October. We can't wait. But ladies, he's been sharing on social media that he's single, ready to find a wife, ready to mingle, and recently tried to shoot his shot.
Remember how I've been like, hey, looking for a wife? I saw this girl on Instagram and I was like, wow, you're so pretty. Holy crap. So I DM'd her and she left me on red.
So she left him on red. He messaged her probably on Instagram. And red means that she literally read the message and just completely didn't respond to whatever he said.
Well, by the way, you can do that with people's text messages, right? Like if I send Chloe a text, like I can go back and see if it was delivered opposed to being read.
Yep.
Right.
Two different things.
Yeah.
Do you do that, Chloe?
Do I leave people on read?
Yeah, so they can see if you read the message. You try to answer. Yeah.
I do.
Well, I'm just saying, it sounds like Bailey Zimmerman.
I do.
He sounds thirsty.
Oh.
I'm not saying you're thirsty.
I'm like,
why? Why not?
He's 24.
You don't like his bird chest? Is that what it is?
He's working on that. I saw it, okay?
Oh, he's definitely ready to find his dog Marley a mom, that is for sure. And he's also one of the funniest guys that we know. So you can see all these stories up online, K923Orlando.com. $1,000 minute, 60 seconds on the clock. That's coming up at 7:20. You could sign up on the K923 app.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater's $1,000 Minute.
K923.
Okay, so we're talking to April over in Winter Park. One of the fun facts about April, and I had to get some clarity because we woke her up and then she talked about baking. I was like, wake and bake.
April, don't listen to him.
You just like baking.
You caught me into the middle of putting the recipe together, actually. I'm sorry.
Hey, she is the real deal. Hold on. What are we making today?
I can't tell you over the phone because somebody might be listening and they don't know what they're having yet.
That's what we know.
April, we love you already.
Yeah, can't figure it out.
Okay, so it's 10 questions, 60 seconds up on the clock right now, Chloe.
All right, Miss April, any of these questions, my best advice, you don't know the answer, say pass. We'll come to it at the end. But whatever you answer, you lock in first is what I have to take.
Okay.
Now, where are you usually at when you're playing with us?
Either in my car.
Yeah, or in the kitchen.
Or in the kitchen baking.
Outside working.
There you go.
Yep, got the radio going.
Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock, Miss April. Question number one. This All-Star Jam artist sings the song Bad Dirt. You'll see him in August.
Oh, my God. I pass.
Jim Morris was the lead vocalist of what band?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Jim Morrison was the lead vocalist of what band?
Doors.
What basketball legend has the name Pip tattooed on his arm?
Has what?
Has the name Pip tattooed on his arm.
Pass.
Nachos originally comes from what country?
Nachos, let's say Mexico.
True or false? John McCain was once a U.S. presidential candidate.
Yes, true.
The Roman numeral XIV stands for what number?
I pass.
How many railroads are in Monopoly?
That's your time.
Oh.
Four.
It's okay. You know what?
We'll give it to
just
you.
Just
right?
For giggles, we're going to give you that one. Yeah. So you got
sorry.
Four. You skipped three. You said pass on three. Let's start at the top. All-Star Jam, we are excited. Jordan Davis is going to be singing By Dirt live in front of us August 18th. Tickets, Kenai23Orlando.com. Scottie Pippen, which makes sense, has Pip.
Oh, my
tattooed.
God. How could I not remember that? Oh, but those are my guys.
He was the Robin yes. to Michael Jordan's Batman. We know 14 is actually the Roman numeral XIV. But now you are leaving with something pretty cool. You're going to be seeing Tyler Hubbard in Apopka in November. Have a
Woo-hoo!
Pair of tickets as a consolation prize since you don't walk away with $1,000.
That's awesome.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Yeah. Hey, and tell everybody out there in Winter Park, we still need ourselves a champion, April.
I know. You got it.
$1,000 Minute.
Let's see how you do. Join up on the K92.3 app to play.
K92.3. With Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Man, talking to Jeb, who's hitting the panic button. If you don't mind, let us all in on what you were telling us off to the side.
Yeah, so my wife and I have been married happily for many years. We have a son who just graduated college.
Yay! Congratulations, wow. Mom and Dad.
Thank you very much. He's been post-grad about a month and not finding any jobs. Nothing's clicking.
Yeah, it's tough out there.
Yeah, and a month is really not that long.
Well, I agree with you, but he thinks it's a risk, and so he is moving back home.
Okay, and I understand that because he doesn't have a job. Do you guys not want him at home?
This is why I'm hitting the panic button. I have turned his room into a bit of a man cave for myself, and I'm not really looking to give it up.
Is there room in there for him to, like, cave out with you?
Well, I replaced his bed with a foosball table.
Right, not so comfy. Got it.
The missus is very excited for our baby boy to come home. She's not exactly on the same page. I'm just afraid that once he's back home, he'll be in no rush to get a job. You know, he'll be just hanging around all the time. I need him to pay rent, at least, and I don't know what to do.
Jeb, what did he get his degree in?
Business.
Oh, okay. There's so many jobs, I'm sure. Does he have a LinkedIn profile? I'm just trying to think of, like, ways to kind of to help him. Yeah.
I don't even know. Yeah, he's active on Instagram. Does that count?
I mean, I wouldn't count that.
On the gram.
Moving back home is a tough thing. I only moved back home for a week and a half, and then I got the heck out of there. Maybe you put a time restraint on it. You say a month, and then he's got to be gone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, some stipulations.
Wait, Jeb, but what's the problem? Is it the fact that he's coming home with no job, or you just blatantly do not want him in the house, period? Because if he's working, making money, and he's at home.
I know my son, and all parents out there know their kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sounds like Captain Freeride is what it sounds like you're saying.
Mm-hmm. All right, okay, let's see if we can get you some advice, man. We got a lot of parents probably going through this right now in this season. Thank you, Jeb.
Excellent. Thank y'all.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Karina, we're about to talk to you here in 6 minutes. Give us a little taste of what you think, though.
This is bad. And I am here to give advice. I need to tell them I'm living this right now.
Uh-oh.
And you... I need to share what I know.
It sounds like
I can hear her boiling.
She can hit the panic button. All right, Karina, we'll talk to you at 6.
Thanks.
K92.3. The panic button.
Join the conversation.
With Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Karina, you just heard our dad, Jeb. They should be happy. Their son's coming back home, but he thinks it's going to be, like, permanent.
do not let him come back. I do not stress this enough. I did this with my son, and he's still with me. He is almost 34 years old, and he's never lived on his own.
Does he have a job?
He has had jobs in, like, but he doesn't hold them down. He doesn't, he can't function. He's the baby of the family. He's been babied his whole life, and I love him to death, but my God.
Yeah, but wait, Mom, did he go to college? Because Jeb's son finished college.
Yes, he went to college.
Oh.
Does not know how to function as an adult.
I saw 60% of young people, they can't get a job after college. They do end up moving back home if they can't find it in 3 months. So this was inevitable that it would happen anyway.
I guess give him a time limit or something if you're going to do that.
You've got 6 months to figure out, son, what you're going to do with your career.
And how do you convince Mom to do that? I think that's the tough thing.
Oh, she's excited.
Yeah, she wants him there forever.
Make lasagna for baby boy again.
Like the fact that she might be doing his laundry when he's old enough to be president.
Or worse, right? what if the son finds a girl and then they're in their room and Mom's got to listen to that? That's going to immediately cringe her out where she's not going to want it.
Hey, I wish you the best of luck with your 34-year-old at home still.
Thank you.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obie, Chloe, and Slater.
K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. It is Obie, Chloe, Slater. This is the moment where we do the panic button, where we really encourage if you got something heavy going on in your life, like Jeb. Son has been away for 4 years doing college. Has graduated.
Woo, that's so exciting. Yeah. That's a huge win.
Should be really happy.
Right. The reason why Jeb is hitting the panic button, though, is because now his son's coming back home. And let's forget about the room that he's already turned into a man cave. It's the fact that he's afraid that his son won't leave again. That here he's going to have this grown adult sitting in his house with no fire under his butt to get a job.
Right. And Jeb's wife, so his son's mom, also not on the same page. She's
excited.
The fact that actually, most moms, right? But if you're not on the same page, that was a conversation that probably very, very early on, right? That was actually said. So Becky, my fiance, we got three kids between us. We've already had that talk, and they are 12, 10, and 5. And we're like, listen, as soon as you're either college age, then you actually just kick in for food. Whatever job you have on the side part-time, kick in for food. You don't have a job at all, you're living at home, then guess what? Whatever job you have, if you're not going to college, you're paying rent and food and actually helping out with the other bills as well, with the lawn, because this is the place that everybody's got to be. And they're not on the same page. You haven't had that conversation, Obie?
No, not with Zach. Not yet.
No, but with Erica, with your wife. That's not something you guys have already discussed?
No, I mean, I think our kids are going to be ready to go off. I don't think there may be one that may live with us. Like, Presley may live with us. If we had a basement, she would be our basement kid until she's like 35.
See,
and then she would probably run a comic book store out of our basement.
I love it. I never ended up moving back after college. Once I graduated UCF, I started my career and ended up staying up here in Orlando. But I will say from like a parent's, granted, I am not a mom or a dad, or I do not have children, but just the fact that like your parents, they love you, they support you, they want you to be successful in whatever you may do. And so this nudge, right, of like getting him out of the house and getting him into his career is just all from a good place. It's out of love. It's like, I want you to be successful. I want you to go off to find your path and know what you want to do.
All right. Thanks for helping, Jeb, out.
Hi, my name is Tina. I'm calling from Daytona about the panic button this morning.
Oh, Tina of Daytona. I can already feel you've got some good advice for our dad there.
I do. I have a 21-year-old. He'll be a senior in college, and he goes to Georgia in college. He plays baseball.
Is he playing at UGA?
No, he's at Albany State.
Okay,
nice.
Good for him.
He's a right-handed pitcher, so he'll be a senior this year in business marketing. And then I have a 25-year-old, and they both still live at home.
Okay, is there anything in your head that says, okay, I've got to give them until, by 27, you guys should be looking for women and looking to move on to your lives and move into houses and start families?
Actually, we've not. They're my kids. They're my babies. They take care of, you know, the 25-year-old has a job. He pays rent. You know, the 21-year-old does chores.
So when should rent start? If he doesn't have a job, within the year, is that what you said?
Oh, sooner than that, because when mine got out of college, the 25-year-old, I said, listen, you're going in the military, mm-hmm. you're going to college, or you're going to work. That's it.
What about what about food as far as grocery shopping and cooking?
They all help. Everybody pitches in. Everybody does their part. Laundry.
It. That's awesome.
We have a system going, and, you know, it's a 4-bedroom, 2-bath home. We make it work, and I love my baby. So I think he turned the room into a man cave a little too soon there, Dad.
I mean, the kid was in college for 4 years.
You know what? That's it's a smart move, though, because you don't want him to feel welcome if you don't want him back home.
That's not nice, Slater.
That's what he said.
My kid's going to be a 5-year senior, so I feel him. Okay. But he's only home like 3 months out of the year.
Well,
so, yeah.
I appreciate you so much for that story.
You guys are amazing. Thank you for everything you do every morning.
Aww.
You too. Hey, keep Daytona cool the way you're doing it.
I sure will. Thank you, guys.
Have a good day.
K923, who's this?
This is David.
All right. Oh, okay. So we got a dude chiming in. What do you think?
I think he should pay his son's rent for a couple months so he don't come back. He's the hero. Keep his son in his independence. Find a job.
Oh, so you're saying his son should get an apartment and dad should help him pay that apartment?
Doesn't he already have an apartment? He's not living at the house now.
Right, yeah.
He's moving back.
It seemed like it was more of a dorm situation, so he kind of had to get out of there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was saying, just pay for his rent or rent him a place. Pay for the first couple months.
I think that's it, because if he already comes back, it's going to be tougher to get him out. But if he's not actually back.
I've had a stepson come in, and it was hard to get him out.
Wow, what did you do? Did you like infest it with roaches or something?
Slater.
No. I just told him it's time to go. You gotta
That's it.
Job and get going, son.
I mean, these are real conversations.
Absolutely.
And listen, we're talking about people that we love. It's not like we hate these individuals, but there is something about evolving and pushing a bird out the nest.
I think it's all about where the conversation's done. Invite him out for an ice cream, right? Put your arm around him and be like, son. This is a bad idea.
You're no longer a little boy, even though I'm giving you ice cream.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's dripping on your leg.
Well,
we
appreciate it. Thank you so much for calling in. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Yeah,
thank you. So interesting, all the different individuals who are probably going through this, mm-hmm. right, where your kids have done a great job of schooling, but now what do they do as far as careering?
Well, and then maybe they are careering. They're living at home, but when do you eventually tell them, like, hey, it's time to move out, too?
Ugh.
We'll continue taking your calls, 844-254-9232.
K92-3.
Two people, one date, 0 texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Brian, we heard that you guys went to Mall Millennia. That's expensive window shopping if that's what you guys were doing.
Oh, yeah. It was a good time, and there's a lot of options there.
Okay, so where are we at now that you're calling the morning show for this?
She hasn't got back to me. We had this one really good date, walking around and, you know, enjoying each other. But then she just has not got back to me. Teresa just won't answer my calls or my texts. I just want to know what's up.
Did you buy her anything when you were at the mall?
I mean, we had some food and stuff. We went to the food court and things like that.
No, that's not what she was asking.
Did you buy her a Gucci?
Oh, no, yeah. I'm not saying
or
a
Versace.
Gucci.
Yeah.
There's Forever 21 in there. There's other stores.
Forever
I'm just saying
21?
Anything.
I mean, I didn't buy her a Gucci. I mean, I'm not rolling it.
All right, okay.
Imagine how terrible she would be if he did do that.
I know, right?
And still?
Hey, so let me ask you this, though. Did you stay there for longer than expected?
I thought we did. We were getting along, and we definitely lingered. I didn't expect it to go that long, but we were getting along.
Well, quite a bit. So I know from friends of mine that have an impossible spending habit, they hate window shopping. So even being around, it almost makes them feel like less if they don't walk away with something. Maybe that happened. Also, we always say it has to be something really big, right? Maybe there was an emergency on her end.
Right. I don't know. I'll well, I guess I'll hear her out, but I don't understand why she tell me that there was
an emergency. No, sure. Well, and that's what we do here, right? We're going to call Teresa, stay silent on the line until we find a place to invite you into the conversation, okay?
Sounds good.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, is Teresa available?
Yeah, this is her.
Hey, Teresa, it's Obi, Chloe, and Slater. There's three of us. We work for the big radio station here in town, K92.3. We're calling you on. We're calling you on behalf of a guy named Brian that you went on a date with.
You went to the mall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I remember.
Okay.
Did you remember his number? Or?
Slater.
Only because I guess he called you, and maybe there was something with your phone, and you thought, wow, I don't know that number. Like if your phone dropped in water and lost his number. Makes me go, something had to have happened.
Right. We've had one date. What is this for? I'm sorry. Like, what are you calling about?
We're trying to get you back on a date, the second date update. That's what we do here on K92.3. And we obviously know that something happened, right?
Right. I mean, we had our first date at the Mall Millennia. And honestly, the whole thing that just like left a sour taste in my mouth was, so we were walking around. We kind of went through a store, like one of those big ones. So we were just walking through, having a conversation, and then we walked through the cologne section, and Brian kept entertaining the employees. Like, they would come up to him and ask, oh, do you want a sample or whatever
right.
it is.
Right, they have them usually. They spray them on a little card, right? And then you can kind of walk around with it.
Mm-mm, no. With the guys, they actually spray their bodies. They don't spray the cards.
Are you sure?
Yeah, like a lot of them. If you want to, they'll spray your neck or your arm, wherever you want.
I'm sure he smelled delicious.
I mean, by the end of it, he kind of reeked because he kept saying yes. Like, they would come up to him, and every single one, they just kept saying, free sample, you want to try? You want to try this? He couldn't say no. I don't get it.
So wait a minute. When you said that he tried the samples of cologne, like, I mean, how many?
Honestly, after 15, I just stopped counting.
15?
That is a lot of them.
I mean, I'm all for, like, when you're walking, you maybe smell one or two, but you spent, like, the whole time there.
Yeah.
He must have been trying to impress you, like, thinking it was funny.
Okay, so wait a minute. So you just wouldn't call a guy back because he enjoyed the cologne section?
I mean, like, it would have been fine if he, like, said yes to one or two, but usually when I go through those things, like, I have my whole thing where I'm like, no, thank you. Like, you know, like, oh, I'm busy. Like, it's not that hard. Like, I'd rather have a man who puts his foot down than just people pleases.
Okay, so then why don't we do this? We do have Brian on the line. So this way all of us can talk about this. Brian, you can come on now.
Hey, Teresa.
Oh, gosh.
I don't see the big deal. I just like, you know, to say yes to them, give them that chance. Everybody else usually just passes through, ignores them.
That's fun and all, but honestly, if you want to impress your first date, I think you should show how you can stand up for yourself every once in a while, because no one wants a pushover.
Well, I mean.
He means it, though, in such a loving and kind way.
Yeah. I thought it was a good way to figure out like which one smelled the best. What did you think?
Well, honestly, just the one that got us out of there was my favorite because
it's probably number 17. It sounds like.
Oh my gosh! What?
That's a lot, brother. I mean, listen, I'm with her. Where I mean, when somebody offers me something, I'm like, I'm good. Thank you so much, though.
No, at Costco, all those food samples, you bet. I'm like, absolutely. Okay. I'll try one.
Yeah, food samples are different.
Yeah, because you can have them later. You don't have them all on your body, right? Like you're not forced to eat them right now.
All right, so Teresa, what do you think? Second date or not? He really does seem like a good guy.
I mean, if we go to that mall again, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, no. Just go to a restaurant, you two, on us, with that $75 gift card. Teresa? All right.
I'd have to think about it.
Hey, that's better than a no.
Yep.
That's
she actually Brian. Picked up this time, Brian.
All right. I'll wait for the yes, I hope.
Aww.
Oh, buddy.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K92.3 app.
Sam Hunt on K92.3, the same station that turns into Camp K92.3. In just a few minutes at 9 o'clock, we're going to be trying to fly you off to Houston so you can enjoy an amazing experience.
We're changing destinations next week, so this is your chance to see our buddy Luke Combs and Haley Witters.
But now, hooking you up with a 4-pack of passes to Disney water parks. If you're calling number 9, K92.3.
Hello. Do I hear two phones?
Hello?
Yes, Maria.
Yeah.
Hi.
Okay, so you got the whole family involved, huh? What town are you guys from?
Apopka.
From Apopka. Who's this, Mom?
This is Nell.
Okay, and who you got in the car with you?
Parker and Peyton.
Yeah. Hi, Parker. Hi, Peyton. Happy summer.
Thank you.
Just gotta let you know that hard work does pay off. You are calling number 9.
You're taking the kiddos to Disney Water Park.
How about that? Splashing in over there.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah, congratulations again. Great playing.
Well, thanks.
Nice. Oh, man, that is an exciting thing to be excited about. You know, Disney, anything free from our theme parks is just amazing. So we're glad that we have those relationships. Now, can we talk about that second date update where the dude went through Macy's and ended up getting, well, I don't know if it was Macy's. She said it was one of the big stores.
I would imagine, right? They have those spray people. They go, oh, yeah, would you like us to spray you with this? And yeah. You guys thought they do on the little cards. I think they do with women, but with men, there's a little bit more of a flirt that goes on because usually it's ladies, right? I've never seen a guy actually spray another guy with a scent and be like, oh, do you like this?
I saw it at the mall over the weekend.
You've seen this.
Yeah, and it's dudes spraying. And for the most part, it are those little cards, the little scent cards. But have you ever been, you ever smelled one and been like, that? I want that smell. Or have you had a partner introduce you to a smell?
Mm.
All right, I'm going around the room. Slater?
I've always been told, because what I used to do, truth be told, back in my 20s, up until, maybe early 30s even, I would rip the pages out of the magazines and use those, a different scent every single
would
day.
Would you just kind of rub it on your arms? And
all everywhere.
Well, because the magazines had the good one, like when Michael Jordan cologne came out, all the Burberries.
I stopped doing it because my skin didn't like it and it would cause paper cuts from actually rubbing the paper on. So now, I just, every single cologne I have, it's usually my partner is the one that picks it. So Becky actually went up and we were at a concert recently and there was somebody that was a friend of a friend and she goes, oh my God, what are you wearing? And she ended up buying, I was like Sex Panther or something like that. She ended up buying the cologne and getting it for me. So it's the one that I wear on date nights.
Do you like the smell?
I think that, yeah, but she likes it. And that's why I think you're supposed to do that. You know, whatever your partner goes, oh, that smells really good. Then it's like, okay, well, I'm wearing it for them. They're the ones that's going to have to smell me.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. If it was a scent that I did not like, but my partner loved and I had to wear it all day, I don't think I could do it. I do not.
You wouldn't do it.
No.
Their opinion wouldn't matter that much.
No, not that their opinion, of course it matters, but I'd be like, no, we got to find a happy medium because I don't like the smell of me.
Well, they're not going to want you to smell like gasoline. It's not going to be like kerosene for women, and they're going to ask you to wear it all the time.
Well, there's a female perfume out there. I don't even know what it is because, again, I don't go around those counters smelling all of them.
Is it Jeanette?
Is it Chanel?
I don't know what it is. It smells like, it smells like Peter Cat. That's what it smells like. I mean, it smells like cat urine.
That's not Chanel, and that is definitely not Versace.
Well, whatever it is, it's incredibly popular today. I smell it at church. I smell it at our K92.3 events, and I'm like, ladies, who told you this smells good? Or do you buy it because, say, Beyonce is the spokesperson for this? You know, like right now, Savage, I think, is Johnny Depp. And so as I'm looking at Johnny Depp, I'm like, well, Johnny Depp, a cool guy. Let me see. Oh, God. There's no way I'm wearing this.
I love when the celebrities are like, oh, Dolly Parton has one. And they put a little bit of.
I have Dolly Parton's perfume, y'all.
I'm not surprised. But like the ones that are celebrities that are known for something. So Johnny Depp's known for what? Not washing his hair. So it'd be a little bit of dirty hair that actually made it. So if it was
Johnny
like
Depp is grungy.
For Dolly Parton, where it was like a little bit of tassel in there. You know, just because Dolly Parton usually has the fray on a lot of her clothes, right?
I see what you're doing there. Yeah. Her perfume is actually really, really good. I just I love her so much that I'm just holding on to it and I'm not spraying it. I'm just trying to savor it.
You're gonna have it when you're 80. Yeah. When you're Dolly Parton's age.
I am. That's the goal, is to still have it all in there.
You know, last story, because it's my favorite cologne out of the, I probably only have like maybe like five bottles, and that, and you know, one of them is a gift from mom, one of them is a gift from somebody else.
Yeah.
So I don't really buy cologne a lot, but the one that I did have to get, I did not like it because my wife was the one who said, oh, you have to, Slater, same thing, where she said, you have to smell this. Like so-and-so was wearing, and I was like, oh yeah? Did you lick it off his neck too? Did it taste good?
Oh my gosh.
Did it taste good?
No. But I became such a baby and I went and I bought it. It's my favorite one.
Freaking
favorite one.
Do you remember the name?
Dolce & Gabbana.
It's the little fat bottle.
Yep, the little fat bottle.
Yeah, and you know they say cologne goes bad. Does cologne really go bad,
Chloe?
Perfume definitely does go bad.
Yeah,
I think the scent eventually goes away a lot faster, right?
Yeah,
it doesn't linger as long on you.
It's when it starts tasting good. That's when you know it went bad. When it comes to cologne.
Okay, here in 6 minutes.
Yeah, how about it, okay? There's something that Chloe is known to do whenever she goes to the grocery store that for sure, if you're doing this, you should just quit at life.
I'm a failure?
I'm saying if this is actually what you're focused on instead of what you're buying, but where you're buying
whatever. It's genius.
She's touchy-feely, y'all. We'll talk about it next.
Obie, Chloe, and Slater.
K-92-3.
Orlando's number one for new country.